Hello.
Hello.
And welcome
to the special edition of
Libus Vector.
Oh, car ran a red there.
Classic car. What is he doing? I can't see the screen. It's just
gone
black.
Do you need to see the screen?
No, not really. Have you been bumming the gunner up?
No. Oh, fuck. Yeah, we probably do need
Someone down there with the Santa hat. Do you see that? You can't really see it on the camera. The contrast on this is not great. So some of you may have heard about... Well, no, let's not bring that up. Let's just keep quiet. We are in a different place today. Different set of lights we're watching, actually. We're watching one slightly...
Wait, were you going to say the other thing?
Yeah, that's but I decided not to. Yeah, I decided not to.
For Nick's?
Yeah, I know.
Time, maybe.
Yeah, I know. We're in a slightly different place.
Can you see the light from where you are?
Yes.
So
that one?
Because you can see they're both the same time. I've checked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might kind of go this way.
And I'll go this way.
Yeah.
And then I can...
You can tell us all the ones that run that way.
Yeah, and then you can tell us all the ones that run that way.
Which I guess we can tell as well. Kind of.
Yeah, they're synced
If they
up.
Enter...
They're yeah. synced, so yeah.
Should we do a little pano just to show how big the intersection is?
Is it going to be easy to put the camera back?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. So, for those of you looking... There, we can see the camera moving now. It's showing the entire thing.
What?
Oh, chat. Yeah, we can get chat.
Oh, okay. No chat. Oh, okay, cool. Sorry. We'll bring that up.
Fucking...
That's why they call us professional podcast makers, is because we are good and we don't accidentally bring to the chat up and stuff. Yeah, there we are. Dead Boy's coming out. So if you have something to say to us, just put it in the chat.
Yeah.
And we'll read it out.
Yeah, walk along. So we are at a secret location.
It is, what, 100 meters, less than 100 meters down the road?
From our work, which was also secret.
True.
Yeah. If you look on Twitter, I'll tweet out that tweet I prepared earlier.
Oh, you didn't tweet it out yet? Okay.
Well, no, because we just started.
Fair enough. Yeah, so we're in Wellington. You remember when we used to do the FM shows?
Yeah.
We should do that again. We should buy like a little FM boy.
Yeah, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think one of my friends tried to go out of his way to get the FM, but like he drove past and didn't hear anything.
It was flaky. It was very flaky.
I remember we walked down the street
and it just disappeared.
Like,
yeah, you could go like 50 meters maybe before it disappeared. Okay. How are we today? Locofer says, I'm calling the radio cops. What for?
Yeah, we have done literally nothing wrong.
When we were broadcasting, actually, on FM, we had to go through and, like, figure out which frequencies would be allowed. Because there's, like, the frequencies that are allowed in New Zealand, the ones that aren't allowed in certain regions, and then there's rules around, like, how often you have to broadcast where you are and that kind of thing.
Oh, getting your hand in the photo.
We pulled out. Yes, the location is obvious. I would not call it particularly secret.
Yeah, I think you can actually see our old red light way in the distance.
Oh, I mean the one we used last week, not like the old red light, yeah.
The one we used last week being our normal office.
Yeah. I think you mean our old one.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so we're currently on the corner of Willis and Mercer Street, I guess. So there's a new bar.
Yep.
That's Mercer, yeah.
Yep. Short little street there, isn't it, Mercer?
Yeah. If you are in town and you want to come by, wave, yell up at us.
Yeah. Is there a motorcycle that is going?
Oh, do you reckon the motorbike gang is coming back?
No, I can hear him, but I can't see him. I don't know where he might have gone the other way. I just think he might have been in the wrong lane, and then we could yell out like, "Get out of the fucking bus lane!"
So I guess
lane,
this shows like a
cuck.
Bit of perspective on what happens past our camera, because now we're showing
hello, Sparkle Ops.
Basically, everything past our camera.
Yeah, you can kind of see if you're not from Wellington, you can see what else.
Should
there.
We just go up a block each week? Oh, no, it was orange.
Easy, mate. Oh, that car went through. Cars here are horrific for red light.
Yeah,
running.
Cars are pretty bad.
Although buses are as well. Before we started the show, there was one that just stopped in the middle of the lights.
Yeah, I think I saw a couple pre-show.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's how it happens. This is a better set. Yeah. The much older one was better. Yeah. This is better than our office. And
should we move office? We've actually got our boss here. We could like just...
Do you reckon we can convince him?
Convince him to move office.
We just work from here at the bar each day. Yeah, client meeting, just... Yeah, privacy screen. take our clients to the Dunnies if we need to have a meeting with them. Yeah? Yeah. Hey, how's it? And we'll buy you a drink. We get discounts. Yeah. Unfortunately, good red lights is not something that gets a lot of thought when purchasing. That that boy he technically went past it. He went over the line while it was still red.
Oh, I think it's all right. I think it's all right. Yeah,
we tend not to count that, but he did. He did go further forward.
Do we have to do the manual replay?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to work. No, it's not working, mate.
It'll work if we do this.
Okay. The chat's going to come back up. We're just in replay mode at the moment. Where's it then? There it is. There it is. It gives away so much about our setup that you can see that. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking. He's what born. Are you doing, mate?
He's born. Jesus. Look at him go. Number 2491.
What is he doing?
All right, let's bump that camera count out.
Yeah, Davenport NZ says we can use that remote camera to our current place. That is actually a really good point and something we have thought about very recently because of various reasons.
Yeah.
Which shall become clear next week.
How clear?
what a good thing. What a good point. So, yes, that's been on our list for a while, but we'll see if we can work something out to make that more concrete. In any case, we've had our first red light runner. Should we guess before we start?
Yeah, should we guess? It's a slightly different in section.
It is. I feel like this is going to have less going that way, more going this way. So more going to the kind of like left of the screen / the front of the screen.
Yeah.
Going away from us and... More going.
I mean, our camera will only really pick up the ones that are entering on a red coming that way, but I can do like a quick flick round if it is happening.
Or we'll just call it and you guys can take our word for it. Yes, there is a slight funding issue with the remote cameras. Also, our office does not have fiber internet, which severely limits
look at this guy.
Our ability to do that kind of thing. Yeah,
these cars
are bad here. Yeah, multiple issues, but next week we'll have a little more info for you about how we might go about doing that. Yeah, okay, so
a few updates.
I'm gonna say so we've got no
ABS.
Well, technically we can, but it's like
it's hard. Well, I mean, we can change the camera.
We could just guess. Yeah, no, I think we'll just leave it for now. So, how many buses do we think are gonna go through? We've had one. It's been 8 minutes. I'm gonna extrapolate that out. Six.
Six.
Yep.
I'm going to go 9.
9. 6 and 9.
Just given recent things happening in the bus news.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, that's a good segue. Shall we segue into some bus news?
Oh, segue into some bus news.
Yeah, well, you literally just brought up bus news, so I figured it's the best we're going to get.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so you might have noticed on our Twitters, we tweeted out a sweet, sweet GIF, which... I have not loaded up on the B-roll.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
But yeah, that's probably all right.
You can check it on Twitter.
Yeah. So
is it on the website? Do we post highlights on the website?
No, I was thinking we probably should.
We should have a highlight section.
I mean, at the moment, we've only got two highlights.
Because we need to do the Golden Goose.
Yeah, Golden Goose.
And we need to finish off highlights of 2017, highlights of 2018. Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple more highlights that I kind of wanted to, but the problem is that the videos, the debug videos with the yellow boxes and green
lines.
That's
all good. People will take it. It's fine. Like
but
for
it's
highlight
that sweet
reel.
Video with the guy like stepping out and no.
Yeah, once we get for those who have seen the debug output, it's very jerky and poor quality. We need to fix that up at some point, but it still makes good highlight video. So, what was the bus news you were referring to?
So the bus news I was referring to was I don't know. Buses still run red lights in quite a grievous way.
You made it sound like you had a particular news story.
Nah,
like,
I didn't.
Given
I didn't.
Recent events involving bus news, I'm going to guess
well,
that's...
Recent
oh, what's
event.
The recent bus news? Oh, no, nothing specific.
Recent events is our AI picked up a pretty sweet incident of a bus.
Oh, I see
light.
What you're saying. Okay, that was
which
the specific incident.
A local councillor has jumped on and being like, whoa, that's quite bad.
It is quite bad. So that local councillor should... I think she just needs a link, though.
Mm-hmm.
She just needs a link.
Huh?
She needs a link.
She needs a link. She's got a link now.
Okay.
I hooked her up with a link.
Nice. Nice. If we had a Facebook, that would probably get a lot more people talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, is
well.
He going to go? No, he stopped.
That'd be crazy.
You remember that one time? Yeah. That one time. It was just like, oh, no, no.
There's been a few times where you're like, nah, that'd be crazy. And he just does it. And you're like, what? What?
Well, yeah, like the one I posted the other day, I was just like, I thought it was like something wrong with the video. I'm like, that was red a long time. There are people across. There's a bus there. Like,
yeah,
he
went through the red light after the people had finished crossing before it was green. It was pretty bad. Yeah, so, well, Brad, give us some bus news then. We're in the bus lane. Here we are. What have you got for us?
So we've got a couple of things. So you know how we're using this hub and spoke method?
Yes, since July,
bus-popalypse.
Bus-pocalypse, yep. We had a special episode for the bus-pocalypse, but yes.
Yeah. So they're debating whether or not to keep it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. What do they say?
They've signaled they're prepared to dump the model.
Yeah. So,
but, like, you've got opinions on this. Like, I would say it's a good model, but it just needs to be done right.
Yeah. So, conceptually, a hub and spoke model isn't a bad thing. The problem in Metlink's case is they have things like, oh, go here, get off the bus, and transfer to this one.
Yeah, look at this guy, number 90.
Number 90! 719, more like 71 runs red lights all the time. Jesus. Yeah, so I'm okay with the hub and spoke model.
Oh my god.
I got some laughs.
Are we saying
it
loud enough?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like we've kind of taken over the entire part of the bar here.
Yeah, but like randoms down the street. I reckon next time when we like just go, yeah,
people will be like, what the
fuck? Randoms with microphones.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like if people are looking up at us, they're gonna be like, okay, weird. Well, what was I saying? Yeah, hub and spoke conceptually is fine. But yeah, Metlink is like, get off the bus here and transfer to this bus that came 5 minutes ago or in another 50 minutes. And you're like, well, I can't make that transfer. That happened 5 minutes ago. And Metlink's just like, well, it's got to do it. So, sorry, you're getting distracted by things around here.
Yeah, people will just keep on talking to you.
I traveled by bus today, Karori Tunnel to Island Band back. There were several red light running ticket bus. Yeah, it's if you're on a bus, you see it happen. It's
oh yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
film on the bus. The drivers don't like it.
Yeah, I can
they
imagine.
Really do not like it.
Yeah,
I like how there's double deckers now because now I can sit up in the top and film.
They can't stop you. Yeah. Well, I mean, they could, but they're probably just going to.
They don't
grumble.
Know I'm doing it.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. They have cameras up there, right? I don't think it points.
Yeah, I don't think they kind of notice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of pretend to do my languages for the person sitting next to me.
What, with a black screen? How?
Oh, no, I've got my languages up, but like it's still filming.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha.
I picked up a few things. But yeah, after that one time of sitting in the front seat next to the bus driver and he went fucking mental at me, I'm probably not going to do that again.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have sympathy for the bus drivers who have to deal with annoying passengers, but yeah, a little bit over the top.
I was, like, minding my own business until he, like, made a point that, like, I was filming. And I was like, oh, like, what?
Yeah.
And other passengers were like, what now? Like, he wasn't doing anything. Like, just keep driving. Like,
no, they were like, he wasn't filming. And then he was like, were you filming? And you were like,
I think I was more like, do you need to know?
Yeah, like, does it matter? Does it? Yeah. If I was filming, like, who cares?
I don't know.
Yeah, weird situation.
It was pretty weird.
Yeah, hub and spoke, conceptually fine. But yeah, so the councillors, was it the councillors? Who said this? Metlink?
Greater Wellington, so Metlink, basically.
So they said, if the review comes back and says we shouldn't have hub and spoke, we won't have hub and spoke. Of course, you generally should do that kind of review. Will hub and spoke work before you implement it?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. But, I mean, Metlink have not been shown to be, like, the most competent about planning and preparation.
They seem to miss basic ideas, like, will this check whether this will work before doing it? And, I don't know, that kind of thing. All right, well... Well, what about any other news? Well, when's the review going to be done? Do we know that? The reason this came up is that there is going to be a review taking place sometime.
They've currently set like an 8-week deadline to bring it up to standard.
Yeah. Oh, there are sirens coming. You can't see the fire engine, but there was a fire engine going.
Yeah, I'm not too sure when it is happening, but...
I think it's sometime next year.
Yeah. I mean, so they kind of said that a lot of the issues will be fixed by like December 2.
December 2.
Yeah, so they like weirdly set that as a deadline.
December the 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay, December 2. That was a weird way. I was like, the 2nd December of the year? The 2nd
that's
December?
That's how people commonly say dates.
No, they don't. December 2. They don't
say
December
them 2, like
that.
December 6th, December 7th.
December 6th, December 7th.
No, December the 6th.
December 6th? I've never heard someone say December 2 to refer to December the 2nd. I've heard December 2nd.
Just shortens it. You knew what I meant.
I didn't. I literally didn't.
You should have.
I didn't.
In the main, that's what happens.
Oh, in the main. For those who aren't aware with weird slang, that actually means on the whole. If you look it up on Google, the definition of in the main is on the whole. And then you look on the whole app and it's like, it explains what it is. But yeah. Okay, we're going to hear that. Should we more bus stories?
Should we go back to the tech? I think we've got rough even lanes at the moment.
We could do one on, one off. Okay. I got a question. When was the last time you...
That bus sounded like it's like pissing something out the side.
Yeah, it sounds a bit weird. Some of the hydraulics noises from these buses get weird. Marriott Hotel. The hotel, Marriott, the chain Marriott.
Yeah, I don't think I've consciously known that I've stayed at the Marriott.
Yeah, they're a group, actually. I don't think it's like
they own a bunch of different hotels.
Yeah. None of the names of hotels that I saw there really like struck me. As I said, like, you have Four Seasons, Hilton, like a few other places. But I don't think I think I said married in Melbourne a few times. Yeah, because there's like...
Jesus! Double!
Double! Jesus!
Oh.
Number one at running red lights. That's it. Number one is the worst.
All right, we'll bump that up by 2.
4, mate. I think my guess of 6 might have been a little bit lower. It always happens like that, isn't it? I'm never correct. Last week was the first time I've ever been closer than you, I think.
Yeah. So, I was wondering before whether I should run the AI, but I need
battery
minicam to
problem.
Do that. So,
the battery as well. And I don't think
it's now good after I killed that camera.
After you killed minicam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we're pretending battery. We don't know what minicam is.
Oh, sorry. I mean, the camera, the unnamed camera tool.
The one that shows up when we have technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's it. No, my throat's real sore today.
Yeah, so what about Marriott?
Data breach lost, I want to say 30 million customer details, including passport numbers, for example. So it wasn't a small amount of data.
Man, we are taking up so much space.
Yeah, we are. So it wasn't a small amount of data, and... So Patrick Gray from Risky Biz was like, man, this seems like the kind of data that an intelligence agency would really like
to
have.
That's another podcast, right?
Yeah, risky.bus or something.
Do they do any InfoSec news?
Occasionally.
What about bus news?
Nah. If they did bus news, they'd be a good podcast, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm just checking to see whether we're still the only InfoSec and bus podcast.
I believe we are, yeah.
In the world?
Yeah, he pointed out that, like, wow, that would be really useful information for a SIGINT agency. Well, not necessarily human, I guess. An intelligence agency. Sorry, my throat's real sore today. 1 second. Anyway, I saw an article the other that he posted, being someone pointing out that there were signs that China was involved, or at least in the systems. I don't think they would be in the system in the main.
Yeah,
but
in the main.
But certainly that kind of data would be useful if you can have track where people are going, passport numbers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially after the OPM
like
breach.
Store passport numbers as well, eh?
Yeah, I think it's mainly a thing with foreigners, but they store enough to track people. I'll definitely say that.
I mean, I think I've stayed in hotels in New Zealand. They ask for a passport.
Yeah, some kind of
or
ID,
I guess.
Yeah. Devonport NZ asks, do we know what the problems with the sound were last week? No.
My best guess is this laptop is a piece of shit.
Yes, but the only difference is that we're not running our camera splitting program this week.
Yeah, but we've run it before. Like, I don't know.
Nah, when we haven't had the camera splitting one, It seems to be fine.
We have had sound issues without that before.
It's true, yeah. We definitely have.
You keep laying your blame on it. Like, as soon as like something goes wrong, you're just like, it's that.
Well, yeah, the thing that uses 50% of our CPU,
yeah, but
and results in the audio cutting out, which is generally a problem with high CPU usage, causes the problems with the, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm justified.
Fair enough. So,
but yeah, we're not 100% sure.
What happened with the breach?
We got
a fan! He's actually a sponsor.
How is he?
Yeah!
Is he the guy, like, driving in the wrong lane? Did he go through a red light?
He did go through
a red light. He went through a red light! What is
if
he doing?
Our sponsor, one of our patrons, if he is listening on the radio...
We can't listen on the radio.
Oh, did we not put the radio
on?
We
don't have the FM broadcasting.
Well, we'll just... He might be listening to it on the speaker. Just ran a red light.
He did run a red light, yeah.
A private passenger vehicle.
If he pulls...
Yeah, red arrow, I guess. But it's just
still a red light. Just in the shape of an arrow. Illuminated. That's... Is it red? Yes. Is it a light? Yes, it's a red light. People are trying to say... Does an LED count as a light? Yes, the answer is
it's
yes.
It's a light source.
Yes, it's a light.
Whoa, what's this thing?
It's a
chair with a chest.
Looks like AV gear, if I had to
guess.
Oh,
what's happening? When I saw it wheeling past, I only saw the middle bit at the end, and I'm like, is that like a really weird trumpet?
Alas,
but
it was not.
No, it's just a chair.
Anyway, the Marriott breach happened. Lots of data on that. Who cares, really? Nothing we can do about it. Like, good if you're a SIGINT agency. Otherwise, meh, sucks to be you. You want to know a big story, though?
What's that?
Do you know the... Have you heard... Oh, this car's blocking. Oh, this is still going.
Oh!
They're fucking crazy.
I reckon it's an Uber.
Yeah, Uber. He's got the sticker.
He's stopping.
The sticker being like... yeah. So, it would have been good to see them, like... trapped in it, but
you know what? When I'm waiting for an Uber,
you also can't see it on the camera. For those wondering what happened, I just realized we couldn't see any of it. There was like cars blocking the intersection and buses couldn't go. Anyway, yeah, what's up?
Those times I'm waiting there and I want my Uber to come, and the number of times that the Uber stops as like the last person, just too scared to run red light.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh,
every other Uber runs that red light. Just
oh, that pigeon just like flew into the bricks.
What? What?
Up there. He was trying to get up to the ledge. And couldn't make it to the ledge. Just flew into the wall.
Oh, poor buddy. Okay. So, I got a question.
Yep.
Have you heard about the company that puts back doors in their products at the behest of their government?
Yes, I've heard of a few companies, but I think I know the one you're talking about in particular.
Cisco. So Cisco is basically if the US government sends a Pfizer request, a Pfizer warrant. No, actually, it's not the case. Though, of course, we do know that the NSA does have backdoor...
Wait, are you saying it's someone else?
The NSA has access to Cisco Kit. We know they've had exploits for a while.
Yeah.
But specifically, I was referring to Atlassian products.
Atlassian? Yeah.
No, we'll deal with that later. I was actually dealing with Huawei.
Why?
I don't think it's said like that. Say it again.
Why?
I think it's Huawei.
Huawei? I don't know.
Apologies for my horrible pronunciation.
Yeah, what's happened with them? But it's been a bit in the news.
What hasn't happened with Huawei lately?
Should we just give a bit of a shout out to one of our friends on a mailing list?
No, we shouldn't. People have opinions about this, which is, I think, why it's hitting the mainstream press. So this is, I would argue, not particularly security relevant news. Huawei has been disallowed, been barred from... Okay, I'll rephrase this, actually. Spark was attempting to deploy their 5G network in New Zealand using predominantly Huawei equipment. They were told this was not acceptable due to the use of Huawei equipment. So they had to go back to the drawing board, I guess, and decide how they're going to roll that out. Probably with Cisco Kit or something like that. Now, this follows the Australians banning Huawei Kit in their 5G build. I believe... Did the US ban Huawei Kit? I don't know if they banned it yet.
I think they have, or they're like...
Oh, they might have been the first, right? They might have been the first to ban it.
Yeah.
I think they were. So anyway, that happened. So Huawei banned... It kind of... That sucks for China, I guess. Sucks for Huawei. I don't know if it sucks for Spark. They're complaining now because it's going to cost them more money. But honestly, like... Ugh. So they have, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to comment. But it costs them more money now. After that, what happened after that? Who came out? Someone else came out. The UK. Two days after, the UK said, we also are saying no more 5G, no more Huawei deployed 5G. And we're also going to rip out all the old Huawei equipment from the 2G and 3G networks.
So they were ripping it out? Because
I believe we were ripping it out. No, we are not. We are fucking boys.
Yeah, look at him go.
Then I show for you to the fish
number
and chip shop.
Number two.
And it's fucking run red lights.
No real comeback from that?
No, I had none. I'm like getting a real bit of headache, and I'm just like, that's fucking, let us show for you to the red lights, motherfucker. I don't see, there's nothing that I can come up with that works. Anyway, where was I? The UK banned Huawei, this manufacturer. Oh, yeah, they built telco equipment, telecommunications equipment, so they deploy phone networks, in general.
Oh, is there like a video we can watch to learn how to pronounce Huawei?
Almost certainly. Try and get some Ming from Huawei on the show to teach Huawei. Meng. Okay. Sabrina Meng from Huawei. Now, I'm not 100% sure who Sabrina Meng is, but I'm guessing...
There was a car who was like waiting.
Yeah, there was a car blocking the intersection and the buses.
Car ran a red light, was waiting for pedestrians, bus just started going.
Yeah. Well, what's he going to do, right? It's not his fault. Someone shouldn't have been going at a red light in the first place.
It's starting to sound like old Bruce Lee.
Yeah, okay. So I now realize I'm pretty sure I know who she is. So where did we get to this point of the story? The UK decided they're going to have a problem with it. Anyway, unrelated to this, while one of the Huawei CFOs, one of the executives, someone on the executive team, can't remember. I believe she's the CFO or something like that. She was arrested in Canada. The balls on Canada to arrest an executive from Huawei is fucking, that is a ballsy move. Anyway, she's been facing extradition to the United States for violating sanctions for selling equipment to some kind of sanctioned country, probably Iran, something or other. Violating sanctions. Facing prison time.
Yep.
Sounds ballsy, Canada. Yeah. I mean, it feels like a power play rather than.
Yeah, it
kind of
does.
Like, not that I'm particular. Like, I don't know shit about international politics, but it seems weird to arrest an executive for a company from a company like Huawei, and then be like, you violated sanctions, rather than just like, I don't know, fining them. Like when the banks in the United States did shit like that. They like bent over from like, oh, fuck me, Big Daddy Bank, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They let the banks fuck them royally. And then so with Huawei, they're like, oh, no, we're going to arrest the executive. It's like, that's a drastically different approach. Also happened in Canada rather than the United States. Anyway, China has been like, this violates her human rights. Please no. And it's ironic coming from China, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Anyway, the security stuff, the security part of all this, I guess, is just that the equipment won't use Huawei, which is like, meh. As far as I know, people haven't found backdoors in Huawei equipment. Okay, Hugh's been drinking, which means he no longer has the ability to like pay attention to stories. He's sharper though. So, lift blast, sharpen up. In the story here. Point is, no backdoors are being found, so it's kind of weird that they're doing that. But whatever,
like
power plays, all that stuff. Okay, what's next? Let's go to a bus story.
Yeah, sure. Do you know what is holding back this whole new network from performing well? The one thing. Well, the two things.
Huawei equipment?
No.
What network are you talking about? The bus network?
The bus network.
Oh, the bus network. Okay. It is probably passengers take too long to get on and off.
I would agree with that comment that only Five Eyes states want only to get...
That they know the back doors for.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely fine. That being said, if they think the code quality in Huawei equipment is low... then they should presumably be able to find their own backdoors, their own exploits for it. So when the NSA was penetrating Cisco kit over the years, they, that we know of, they were using exploits rather than presumably intentionally developed spec doors.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a fair comment, and that's almost certainly what they're going for. They want like the equipment they know, the equipment they can put pressure on. But also, presumably, if the code quality is not good, they'd be able to do it just as easy with any other company. So who knows? Anyway.
Okay,
the passengers are shitty, and the consultants were dumb.
There's two things. No, none of those things.
Okay, well, what are
Because there's only two things, so, like, surely you should just know them off the top of your head, because there's only two things holding back the entire performance of the
drivers
network.
Cost too much?
Oh, that's close.
Oh, yeah? The drivers, they cancel.
Driver shortage,
okay,
and
yeah.
And lack of priority lanes. They're hampering the bus network improvements.
If those were done, it would just be
smooth
fucking sailing, mate.
Was that a good click?
Try one more time.
Smooth.
Yeah, I believe I heard that.
caught the mic on it.
He's clicking his fingers, but let me do it. Yeah, there we are. Just smooth as that. Smooth as a hot knife through butter, mate.
But yeah, those are the two things that Meatlink think that we need to fix.
Just, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, there is an issue with driver shortage.
Yeah. okay. Yeah, there's two ways to frame that. There is an issue with driver shortage, or there is an issue with people not paying drivers enough.
Yeah, I would.
It's literally the same problem, just phrased different ways.
Yeah. As for the priority lanes, like, there's heaps of bus-only lanes, and
it has been brought up as a problem before, though, that there's not enough priority lanes.
But I have seen buses just, like, be like, oh, fuck it, we'll just drive in the middle of the road. So, like, it doesn't really stop them, so I don't see why it's hampering the network.
In town, they're predominantly on bus-only lanes, or lanes where it's...
Yeah,
it
I suppose
really
there's
help. Did you wave to someone you know on the bus?
She saw her.
Was it your sister?
No, it was just some random.
Oh, was it some random? Okay. Poor random person was just like,
I have to say, I probably look pretty random. I'm like wearing a fucking flamingo tie, sand hat.
They're clearly like, this is some weird Christmas shit. All right, so those two things are pretty simple to fix.
Yeah, I would have
just rebuild the entire Wellington Road network and... I don't know, import more immigrant labor? Solved, I guess?
Do you want to hear something a bit more serious?
Okay.
It's a bit serious, though.
Go on.
So we're going to go on a plane trip.
Who's going on a plane trip?
We.
Me and you?
Yeah, like okay. Now, like boom, right now.
Okay, I see. A metaphorical plane trip, yep.
To Dunedin.
Okay.
We're in Dunedin now.
Oh no, someone better not have died. Carry on.
There was a bus driver.
Okay.
That was sacked.
Okay. What was the story? What's the story?
So 20 women have come forward.
Oh shit, this sounds real bad. There's nothing you can say after that that makes me feel like, oh, poor guy. Nothing. Unless it's like 20 women have come forward to his defense after he was beaten.
Voiced concerns about his allegedly inappropriate behaviors. Has kept his passenger endorsement. So this guy, he got sacked, but like, so 20 women came forward saying something happened, but like, it doesn't say it's like anything sexual, but like the fact that it's like only woman,
yeah,
probably means something.
Well, I mean, harassment, whether it's sexual or not, is like bad.
Yeah, so he got sacked from the bus company.
Yeah.
Kept his P endorsement.
Oh, he's driving for Uber now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's driving taxis.
Fucking bloody taxi drivers, mate.
That's just how it is. Yeah. Which is so much worse, I reckon. Like,
yeah, a bus driver, it's like there's less opportunity for... you'd hope there's less opportunity for harassment anyway. Depending on what kind it is and all that. There's a common problem when Uber first started here. You didn't need P's for it. So a lot of taxi drivers who were...
No, you didn't need P's.
When it first started, I thought it was like fucking free
when
for
it first,
all.
No, we've always... Like, you can have passenger service vehicles that are like different from taxis for like ages.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, you've always needed a P endorsement.
It's been a problem in some places, right? Get fired from being a taxi driver, become an Uber driver, continue harassment. Yeah, that's not great. Probably this should not happen. Probably we should work out some way to stop this kind of thing, but who knows? I do not. Hey, what's the next story?
Or you want to switch up?
No, I did another bus one. We did two. Oh, you did two. Yeah, do one more. Do one more.
All right, one more. So now we're going on a bit of a long haul flight.
Hey, okay, over to, it's normally the UK with this kind of thing.
Yeah, UK.
Yeah.
We're going to London.
London.
Have you been to London?
No, I've never been to Europe, dude. Never been to Europe.
Fair enough.
Been to America, so Asia.
London has a group called Transport for London, TFL, they call it.
Are they the ones who do the buses and stuff?
Yeah, they're buses, the tube.
Okay, so like all of them, yeah.
Some of the local trains, I think, but I'm not too sure. The trains might be run by somewhere else.
Yeah.
So some of the bus routes are quite long.
Okay.
And sometimes bus drivers need to kind of have a break and drop a number two.
Yeah, okay. Do they have just break times?
Well, there's also not public toilets, so...
There's no public toilets in London?
They put up, like, these fucking monstrosities.
Jeez, those are...
In the middle of, like, suburbia.
Suburbia. Why not just have some fucking public toilets?
I know, right? It seems, like, so weird. Like, are there toilets now only for bus drivers?
I guess so. But, like...
Or maybe the public toilets are, like, shitty. So when I was in London, like, a lot of the public toilets you had to pay for...
It's not really a public toilet, then, is it?
And they were
it's
still
a private toilet that you pay for and you get access to it privately.
Yeah.
I can understand paying for toilets, but honestly, if someone's like, hey, like, the options are...
Oh, some of the shittier countries we went to, you still had to pay for the toilets and they were fucking rank. And like, one time I was just... a lot of the time it's, look at this guy.
Oh, fucking... That 31X fucking... I'm cross with him. Get it? Because there's an X in it. 31 cross. That was bad. That was a bad red light run.
Yeah, so some of these like shitty country toilets, like they'll have some random man or woman like in the toilet that you give them money and they'll give you toilet paper. And they'll like...
In addition to paying for it or just like...
So that's kind of like paying for it. So like as a guy, if you're just taking a leak, then like...
Free. Noise.
But, like, I think it's etiquette to pay still or, like, pay less or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they give, like, maybe two squares of paper and I'm like...
I just
walked up, like, gave, like, fucking $2 worth and, like, two squares and I'm like, I need more. And she's like, shakes her head. Nah. And I'm like, I need more. Otherwise, you're going to be cleaning up this mess.
Would she speak English? Was she, like...
Yeah, she spoke English, and she's like, oh, all right. I'm like, I did give you quite a bit of money, like $2 in shit country.
Yeah, $2 in a...
But I'm like, this place is fucking gross anyway, like...
Yeah. What are you doing with the $2? And this is when you realize that it's actually just a scam. People go on the toilet, steal all the toilet paper, and then just stand there getting paid for it. I wouldn't be surprised.
It probably is true.
Pretty well on scam. And then if, like, a local comes in, they just kind of, like, turn around, wash their hands, and are like, oh, I'm just done. Tourist comes in. Yeah, fucking hand it over, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You need your two squares? $2 for that, please?
I don't know. Anyway, that's my story.
What? He was... What? He just... a guy on a scooter got off his scooter, walked it through the intersection when it was, like, walking only.
Yeah.
And then just got to the other side and just got back on.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool hack for getting through faster.
Yeah, so that's my bus story for that. They put up a fucking shitty
little public
shitty shitter.
My problem with that is like, what would you rather? Like an ugly public toilet or people shitting everywhere? Well, out of those two, what do you prefer? People shit on the like just on the footpath or there's a public toilet? What would you rather?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm back on form. Don't worry, I'm back on form.
Don't eat out. Come on,
Stephen is currently ordering a hot chocolate. So if anyone can bring a hot chocolate, corner of Willis and Mercer Street, hot chocolate.
Christ. That was a lot of effort trying to get that ordered. I want a hot chocolate. I can't hear you. Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. You want a hot chocolate? Yeah, I want a hot chocolate.
I've shouted out to our fans. Oh, I wonder if that bus was. I wonder if this is.
Wasn't looking.
Play button.
Nah, mate, you missed it.
It's way too late.
Fuck, you missed it. Sorry, I was not paying attention.
Oh, was audio not picking up there? Hello. No, audio is still good.
Did someone say the audio is... more swearing than usual this week. I believe that is because we've been drinking and it's been... It's actually our Christmas party this time. So we've been drinking more, been not working all day. We actually went axe throwing this morning.
We did. So axe throwing is crazy.
Honestly, I didn't realize there was so much technique to axe throwing.
I know, right?
Like, I was like, you throw an axe. And he's like, no, it'll turn four times per...
And if you do it wrong, it... like just doesn't work.
Yeah, like, and he's like, but this technique, and if we, by the end of it, you're like, oh, I get the technique.
Yeah,
you can hit it every time, and you're like, ah, oh,
I got
okay.
pretty good. I got pretty good.
I mean,
until I lost twice in a row.
Okay. Let's move on. So next tech news for this week.
Tech news?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a cool intro to this one. What's a cool intro?
Is that the one that?
This is the Ask Access Bill.
They have the, like, shitty questions?
They have the shitty questions? What? No, this is the Ask Access Bill in Australia.
Oh, right. You're closing them off. I was just looking at the third one down.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is the one, though. Yeah. The Ask Access Bill in Australia. Don't worry. They're not looking for access to your back door. They want you to build in a front door.
Oh,
so they
yeah.
can get access to everything.
Are you ringing? Am I ringing?
My phone is not ringing.
Jane's say like randomly calling me.
She probably wants to come and hang out with the Bus Factor boys. Feel free to answer it if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'll continue talking about the story. You can probably put that in if you want it. So I guess there's not super lots to say on this because every man and his dog and everyone else has all shared an opinion on the... Ask Access Bill in Australia. The long and the short of it is that it gives the Australian government the right. There's a dog. There's a cute dog. He's gone off screen now. There's a pretty cute fucking dog down there. Gives the Australian government the power to compel companies operating in Australia, so not just Australian owned, but companies operating in Australia, to implement.
Hello?
Implement some kind of.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Hello?
I don't get it. You weirdo. Implement some kind of... They don't want to use the back door.
A fan bought you something.
Sorry?
A fan bought you something.
Oh, nice. Oh, thank you very much. I got my hot chocolate. Sorry, I keep trying to get through this and keep getting distracted. Yeah, gives them the right to compel companies to... give up their secrets to the users. So, if you are using Atlassian products, for example, Jira, and the... Not that you would be, this is probably a poor example, but the Australian government can, when it's reasonable, get access to that, and they can compel Jira to do it, rather Atlassian. And if Atlassian decides not to do that, they have fines up to $10 million or something.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. If anyone ever tells...
You know what I always wondered?
Yeah?
These governments that have these fines for, like, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What happens to the money?
Because
it's probably significantly more than what they get through taxes, right?
No, $10 million.
Yeah, but, like...
What, you mean, like, that plan for the one taxes. Government department?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it'd be a pretty big windfall.
Look at this.
Oh.
And yeah.
Just because you've got Express in your name doesn't mean you can go through red lights. That's not what Express means. Jesus.
Anyway.
Yeah, I honestly don't know where the money goes. I'd be surprised if they popped down 10 million. The other thing is, if you ever reveal the existence of a back door, you go to prison.
Really?
Yeah. So someone was like... Wait, how does this work? So let's say you're Atlassian and you want to get a pen test done.
Yeah.
You can't. What happens if the pen testers find the back door?
Yeah.
They'll literally go to prison if they tell anyone about it. And
sure.
It's this weird situation. And I think the defense is pretty much going to be, well, they're probably not going to tell Atlassian to backdoor Jira, right? They're probably going to go to Google or Telstra and say, push a bogus update for this phone. So you would hope they have like a sane way of implementing this, but the law itself seems to have a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
It's also ironic, if we remember the Huawei thing we were just talking about, that they're like, wow, Huawei works too close to the Chinese government who can compel them to put back doors in. We're not going to use it. oh, we're just passing a new law that allows us to compel any company operating in Australia to put back doors in.
Yeah. I mean, keep it local to home.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a funny situation. And I think another big thing is, like, it doesn't... we don't see a lot of, like, law enforcement problems. Like, law enforcement isn't going to come out and be like, wow, this many children were abused because we couldn't... because people use Signal. This many people died because of whatever. But from what we have seen, it doesn't seem like
look,
they need...
there's a little rock pigeon on the roof.
Oh, look at a little rock pigeon. I love city pigeons. I mean, rock dove, sorry.
Rock dove, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know, it doesn't seem like they need
it. Did you see that comment I linked to you the other day?
Don't think so. What did it say?
It was on Reddit.
Yeah, what did it say?
Basically, you're wrong about the rock doves and rock pigeons.
Wikipedia says so.
Reddit says no.
Agree to disagree.
Shall I find it? I'll find it and read it out to you verbatim.
you gotta share another bus story.
Do I need another bus story? I've got one more.
How many? I could maybe do another tech story then.
Yeah.
Ericsson. This one's going to be real quick. Ericsson.
Oh, yeah. This one was
in,
interesting.
The Europe, UK. I don't know whether it's across. I think it was the UK, just across the UK.
Yeah.
Cell network was having issues yesterday. Oh, why is the cell network having issues? Hey, when a website's down from a big company, you made it. When a website goes down from a big company, what is it normally caused by? There's a few things it can be caused by. Let's name
hackers.
A few. When was the last time you heard of a website going down because of hackers?
Hackers, mate.
Name a time.
Hackers.
Yeah, okay. What else? Amazon going down? AWS goes down? That happens on occasion?
Denial of services sometimes a thing, but...
Not often for big websites.
The big ones, I guess, yeah.
But no, it's more thinking like AWS goes down.
Stupid misconfiguration, like user error.
What's the most common misconfiguration slash user error?
I would say a TLS certificate has not been renewed.
Oh, that is a pretty big one. And it's what happened to the
O2
network.
I was trying not to say what it was.
No, I wanted you to say it. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. Sorry. I thought the fire truck went through a red
light. No, I keep on looking at that one.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. That one's a better one to look at. Anyway, so the cell network there was down, not security related, other than like, how is it 2019 and people haven't figured out how to renew certs automatically? I guess they don't really want to use Let's Encrypt for the cell network, do they? But still funny.
Probably not.
It's also funny that the cell network cares about whether SSL certificates are valid. Like, I don't know much about cell networks, but I don't
like the ones that you see where the... Like, here in New Zealand, New Zealand, we're a few hours behind everyone.
Yep.
And, like, we always get these issues where it's expired, like,
expired
a day
soon
before.
Or something. Yeah. It's meant to be UTC, but occasionally things happen where it fucks up for us first, and we're like, what?
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, why is this a thing? Oh, like, come on, guys, get it together. Like, who is renewing their cert on the day that it expires? That's just the wrong time to renew it. Roll it early.
A lot of places will, like, if you renew it early, they'll give you the extra time as well.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you probably shouldn't do that for too long, you know?
But I mean,
100 years or something.
Now, like...
Yeah, Let's Encrypt should probably be cronned. I can kind of understand it almost being... Well, not worse. I can understand with Let's Encrypt, you'd notice it sooner, right?
Yeah.
So if you make one... If 1 in 10 times you fuck it up, it would be more of a problem with Let's Encrypt.
Yeah.
So, you know...
How are you going to describe
I'm
these
spelling
things?
It wrong, but...
I think you are. Like, it annoys me that it shows up so much for, like, top results on, like, how do I do this thing?
Why is it a problem?
It, like, most of the time, it doesn't...
Oh, yeah, oh, fucking... Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! A lot of people looked and were like, wow, okay. It doesn't have to be bad. It just has to be against the law. A cop's not going to be like, that wasn't a bad murder. No, they're going to be like, that was against the law. That was against the law right there. It's basically a murder, I think. That's what I'm trying to say.
You're comparing that.
Well, I'm just saying they're both against the law. The cops aren't going to care, oh, it's only a little bit against the law. Well, I mean, they do a little bit, don't they? It just depends whether the bus driver's black, doesn't it?
So I was thinking, because I've been, like, a bit more active on the Twitters this week.
You can just call it Twitter, but not the
Twitters. On the Twitters,
carry on.
I was thinking, Because we've got a few followers now. Some people might not watch the show. Some people are like more just interested in the stuff we're doing.
That seems very unlikely, but okay.
I can think of a few people that follow on Twitter that don't actually watch the show.
So can I, but...
I can actually think of more than a few.
They follow what we do, but carry on.
Some do. I was thinking, what if we tweet out the number of red light runners we see after each show?
Oh, well, yeah, we could add it to like our script so it says, like, this show we saw this many red light runners. Click here to see the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be reasonable. Yeah.
And we need to get the automated AI tweet out thing on a different channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Different.
We got a lot of things in the plans for the Buzz Factor. Yeah, it's going to be good. So Kiora.
How do you say it even?
Kiora.
Look at this guy turning that way.
Damn. AAT Kings. The AAT Kings.
Literally cannot be seen on the camera.
Oh, we can't. There's so much you're missing out on with our camera setup here. We should have gone with the two cameras. Don't move the camera because then you can't see a light.
I could move the camera.
But then you can't see the light. And the light's very important. Especially if we're trying to send it to MetLink afterwards.
Right, tell me about this Kiora.
Kiora got hacked. They had a lot of user accounts
shown.
Is this like a joke about their business model or whatever?
Do they have any answers?
They have lots of answers. Why do you think they don't have good answers?
Yeah, most of the time they don't.
I think they have good answers. I think they have like very non-committal answers.
Yeah.
What should I use out of this and this? And they'll just be like a comparison of the two. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that was so borderline.
Was it?
That was like 0.1 of a bus max.
Will it play automatically? Oh, yeah, maybe.
It was. It was definitely red. I'm just saying it wasn't much red.
Well, call it.
Yeah, I've been.
I know. I'm in the Whoop Girls mood.
Is that when the girls so? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my Whoop on.
Yeah, me too, buddy. I've actually got like my sore throat on, so it's like starting to hurt.
It's not the best.
Anyway, Kiora got hacked, lost all the user accounts, encrypted passwords. What the fuck does encrypted passwords mean? I swear to God, if you're AES encrypting my passwords, you're fucked up. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, I get you. I was kind of like, wait, what? No, that's normal. But then I'm like, no, that's, yeah. I guess like a lot of people say encrypted when they mean hash.
Yeah, normally in a breach, though, you'd have someone technical review it and be like, no. They were not encrypted.
Yeah.
I could imagine someone from the PR department.
Oh, my God. Are these fans?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They're waving at us. Shall we wait? No, I think they're waving at some people on the ground level.
Oh, you reckon? Awkward. You did see them.
Oh my God! Yeah.
On the camera though.
They would have just been waving.
Okay, so Kiora got hacked.
We'll see if they meet people.
You know who else got hacked?
Yeah, she's still waving.
Sky Brazil got hacked. They had a public Elasticsearch.
Ooh.
32 million customers affected. That's just bad, all. Right?
Remember that story like a while back, and they like listed a number, and we were like,
"That's more than the population of the country or something." Yeah,
that's just all.
Kiora is kind of like that. When they got hacked, they were like, "They 100 million users or something."
Oh wow!
It was enough that people were like, "Wait, what? You don't have that many users, do you?" All right, Sky Brazil got hacked. It's actually funny. One of my friends started working for Sky, not in Brazil, in another country. And he was talking about setting up Elasticsearch. And then, like, 2 months later, this happens. And I was like, was this you? Did you do this? Did you fuck this up for them? he didn't respond. So he might have. He may have been the one to fuck that up. Anyway, our last tech story of the week is old QB Woobies.
Yep.
K8, as it were. Kates. People always call it Kates, isn't it? It's got a little bug. Technical details. I am actually not across the technical details of the bug. It looks like if you have access to kind of like the internal Kubernetes API, that is equivalent to RCE. It's equivalent to privilege escalation. When I say access, I don't mean a user account. I mean like you can hit the Kubernetes API endpoint. So I don't think this is normally publicly exposed to users.
I don't believe so, no. I mean, I don't really use Kubernetes but I've read, it's not meant
this
to.
This would be exposed in the case where it's like, hey, deploy a container with us. Then you might have like a low-privileged account that's allowed to deploy containers, that kind of thing. access to some kind of internal or management network. Yeah. This basically gives you control over all their containers. So, like, that's pretty sweet. Like, and once you get into the network, but it sounds like this is not normally given to public users. So, but it is the big story of the week, the Kubernetes issue. And patching presumably going to be not super easy. So, I don't know. We'll see how that one serves us. My litmus test for whether a bug is good is, like, how many times have I used it to hack people?
Yeah.
Eternal Blue, pretty good.
How many times have you used Rowhammer?
Zero. Fucking zero, mate. Oh, my God. Oh, Rowhammer affects another class of devices. Well, I don't give a shit. Give me my fucking little proof of concept.
There's a few of those bugs out there that, like, this sounds fucking great, but, like...
Yeah. There was, like,
Number 91.
Yeah. Yeah, it was okay.
Number 91. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, there are a bunch of bugs like that. Okay, I think we're about almost done, aren't we?
There's one bus story.
That's right.
So this is the one the reporter gave to us last week.
Okay, we've got to talk about.
So, you know this new network.
One here in Wellington.
Problems persist on the network. But don't worry, things are, like, generally improving.
Yeah, so the stats I've seen say they're improving, yeah.
Yeah, so there might be some stats next week, but it kind of is kind of improving.
What's the news story here? Are you just talking about...
What's the news story? Literally.
Problems persist. Okay, so that's literally the title. Problems persist, but generally improving.
So that's the one that talked about how they were like, yeah, shit will get better by December 1st. It was December 1. And by December 1, a whole lot of stuff should have improved.
If we have any listeners who have opinions on this, by the way, like whether saying December 2 makes a lot of sense, let me know. Also, give me your comments on In The Main. So I am going to exempt Davenport NZ from this. I feel like he does not get to vote in...
Why not? Because In The Main, he probably says it quite a lot.
He probably does. I
picked it up from somewhere,
it's
right?
It's biased to include him in the polling. Hey, also...
In The Main, you do have a lot of idioms.
Not
yourself.
That are weird, though. The idioms I say are like ones that when you Google...
What
they
were
don't
you saying
say weird variant.
Every second this morning?
It's anyone's game. It's anyone's game.
You just kept on saying it.
It's anyone's game.
I think the guy was getting annoyed.
I know. Because I think the guy said it to start with, and then like...
Oh my God, yeah, did he just steal it off him?
I think I stole it off him, and then
he probably thought you were just making fun of him.
Oh, he might have. No, I wasn't. I just thought...
Because at one point, he was like, it's not anyone's game. It's this guy's game. Like, whoever was winning, like, clearly.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said it to me once. So I'm like, oh, shit, I might not say this again.
You yelled it out as well. It's anyone's game. It's anyone's game.
X throwing. It's where it's at.
40
when will you
to
next
zero.
Go to X throwing?
Probably never.
Yeah, I might go one more time by the sounds.
It was kind of fun, but I just like... Also, if you got to get a group together, or you go in the league, which I
just
like...
I just realised, that thing is weird. The white thing hold up
boy.
In the middle of the poles.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. You can't see it on the camera.
Oh, maybe.
Well, as we do the outro, we might like bring the camera around again so you can see stuff. Is Ahi Māori for fire?
Huh?
Is Ahi Māori for fire? There's a fire truck ahead of us, and it says fire. And then down below it says A-H-I, which I'm presuming is the Māori for fire or fire truck.
Yeah, it might be.
Because that's not English, ahi.
It's Spanish for over there.
Fire over there. Yeah, it could be that, isn't it? Fire truck over there.
But fire is fuego.
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 Like prego.
Not like prego. Prego is Italiano.
Prego, prego. Prego, prego.
Right, anyway, do we have anything more?
No, I think that's about it. Are we going to be here next week? What are our Christmas plans?
So I think we can probably do two more weeks, I think.
Hello, Mr. Bus Enthusiast, Liam OWTF. You're actually late and we are ending the show.
Yeah.
So you're 1 hour off.
So on that note... Well, Liam,
wait,
just
hang on. What are we doing for Christmas?
I reckon 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks, and then we'll take a Christmas break. And during that Christmas... We have a bus reporter here.
Yeah, she is just meowing into the microphone.
Last time she did that, she had been drinking the entire day. And given we saw her start drinking at lunchtime...
It's also her Christmas party as
well. Okay, yeah, that explains it. I thought someone hit my head, but it was my boss's dreads hitting me, which kind of was.
Just get the dreads and like...
Don't be mean to the... Ugh! They're dirty.
Calling them dirty.
You regret nothing. You can watch the recording, Liam OWTF.
Oh my God, can we give you plats?
Not at the moment. You can sometime. Hey, so we'll do 2 more weeks and then we
Hello.
Sorry about that. It's working now. Unfortunately, one of the problems with being portable is that things die. There we are. The cat came back on.
The cat came back.
Will. That's what it was doing. I saw that it was playing something. I couldn't tell or hear what it was saying. So we'll do 2 more weeks, and then we'll take a break for Christmas. Christmas special? I guess that means yes. I think we are done. Oh, Jesus, Liam. Fucking brutal. Okay.
Whoa.
Also,
where's the kick button here?
Yeah, I don't think we have access to it. We are also planning to do a show in Melbourne around B-Sides Melbourne.
Yes, we are, but...
So if anyone knows a place we can do a show for B-Sides Melbourne...
I think Liam has an office.
Damn right he does. We can take that shit over.
Yeah?
Take it over for the Bus Factor. In any case, I think we're about done for today.
Yeah, fair enough. Shall we click the credits button?
And we can leave.
Okay.
Remember, thank you to our Patreons. We do guarantee that one cat will appear on the show for every Patreon. Meow. Two in some cases.
Meow. Well, we need a lot of Patreons.
Yeah, so that we have more cats.
I'll bring my cat.
Yeah, we'll bring a cat in next time. All right. That's it for today, right, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and if you like this special location, we can do it again. Just hit us up on Patreon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Patreon us. See ya.